when we're wasted, it makes it easier to say yeah, yeah, yeah. Lay all your laundry on the bed, and then I'll lay in it instead. I like us better when we're wasted. When we're wasted, it makes it easier to say yeah, yeah, yeah. Lay all your laundry on the bed, then I'll lay in it instead. I like us better when we're wasted. Oh, 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 oh.
All these bros is my mini-me. Body smoking, so they call me Young Nicki Chimney. Rappers and they feelings cause they feeling me. I give zero folk, and I got zero chilling me. Kissing me, pop the blue box that say Tiffany. Curry with the shot, just tell them to call me Stephanie. Gun pop, can I make my gun pop? I'm the queen of rap, young Ariana Run Pop.
These friends keep talking way too much. Say I should give them up. Can't hear them no, cause I
go, That was Side to Side, Ariana Grande featuring Nicki Minaj.
Who is low-key my mom.
Nicki Minaj?
No, Ariana Grande.
Oh, okay.
Nicki Minaj is my godmother.
Oh, that's interesting. So was that duet for you?
Yeah, I got them walking side to side because, you know what, I'm not even going to deliberate it further.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that we cleared that up. And I believe that we're actually going to have a new segment today.
We will.
Uh-huh.
It's called Vent About Your Problems.
Really?
Colloquially, yes.
Interesting.
It's actually called DMX, You Got Problems. We will listen to those problems and provide solutions to those problems.
On air. I'm not, like, I don't have a lot of, like, my expectations are pretty low. Gonna be totally honest.
I'm really excited for this segment. I feel like the general public will be able to voice their concern.
I don't think we have enough listeners to, like, have people call it.
No, I told everyone in my class to call and bombard you.
Oh, okay.
With criticisms. Just not even about, like, life in general, just why they don't like you.
Oh, nice. Well,
so this is basically an attack on your self-esteem.
Oh, perfect. So are we gonna, you know, pop this up?
All right, yeah. Okay, there is a caller coming in right now.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, do you want to take this?
I guess. I'm kind of scared. All right, it's coming through. Hello?
Hello, am I on air?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got some problems. My name is EJ Del Rado,
mm-hmm.
And my co-host for my radio show is just a terrible human being. I don't like being with him at all. And I don't know what to do. I'm thinking about quitting.
Wow. That's too bad. What don't you like about him?
Well, first of all, he's a mean person. He's got a mean spirit in his heart, if he even has one.
Wow.
And he's just not a good person to be around. I don't appreciate his humor. I think his choice in music is terrible. And overall, I think I would just be a better person for never have known him.
Okay, well, what do you think, DJ Elrado?
Well, I think these are some fighting words, honestly. By whoever called in, I think you need to open up your heart a little bit and forgive whoever this horrible radio host you're talking about is. It doesn't matter how bad they are. I think that in your heart you should open up a spot for forgiveness, as I said. Move on and voice your concerns personally with him instead of using an outlet such as this dumb segment to talk to him.
Wow, that is admirable. I'm gonna be totally honest here. What do you think of that caller?
Well, thank you very much for the insight.
Wait. Is that a phone in your hand right now, Henry?
What?
I knew that voice sounded familiar. Did you just call in just to make fun of me?
Give yourself good advice? That can't be possible. Like, I don't know.
Okay, talk into that phone and don't make it come through this phone.
Obama. See, I told you Obama was on the line, not me.
I mean, I'm sold.
All right, fantastic. Well, Mr. President, I assure you that your co-host will no longer be bothering you. 9 o'clock tonight, meet me behind the gym. We will continue with our plot that we were talking about. You know what? I've said too much already. Fantastic. You know where to meet me.
Wow. I'm excited that we got the president on.
Yeah, we have to have him on every week, pretty much.
Yeah, last week he was on, too.
Really?
In your absence.
Oh,
yeah.
Thank goodness.
His voice was a little hoarse. It was a little different, but... Yeah,
I mean, it happens. He's been very busy with presidential stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But I believe it's in a new bill that he signed that he has to appear on our radio show every week.
Yeah, that's actually just passed the other day.
No,
Yeah, government, politics.
Mm-hmm. That's why we gotta limit it.
Hey. I think that was a successful segment. I think that'll definitely be coming back up at
next
DMX.
Segment, will DJ My Mother Don't Like You and She Likes Everyone's Self-Esteem be reboosted? We'll find out.
Next segment, we mute Henry's mic and we play more music. Next we got Nick Jonas, Tovlo Close.
Is that a question?
Your mic's off. They can't hear you.
Is that a question?
All right.
I'll tell my damn, oh, damn, I'm so perplexed. With just one breath, I'm locked in. Oh, damn, oh, damn, oh, damn, I'm so perplexed. On that, it's almost shocking. I know, you're scared. Your heart, your mind, your soul, your body. Yeah. They won't, they won't, they won't be careful. But I guess that you don't know me. Cause if I want you, and I want you, babe, you're going backwards, won't ask for space. The space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close.
Forever being speechless. But now somehow my words roll off my tongue right onto your lips. Oh, I'm keeping cool while you keep smiling, saying all the things I'm thinking. Oh man, oh man, I am like you, so I won't prove from what you're feeling. Cause if I want you, and I want you, babe. I'm going backwards. I'm asking for space. Cause space is just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close. I don't want you, babe. Ain't coming backwards. Won't ask for space. Cause space was just a word made up by someone who's afraid to get too close.
At least I did in my way. Lie way too fast. But in my heart, I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 You are the one thing in my way.
least I did in my way. Lie way too fast. But in my heart, I understand. I made my move, and it was all about you. Now I feel so far removed. You are the one thing in my way. 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 One thing in my way, you are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way. You are the one thing in my way.
Yeah, as I was saying, the government was covering that up, dude. You got to open your eyes.
Oh, we're back on air. DJ Elrado.
Fantastic.
Well, thank you for that insider information. I'll definitely be,
Yeah, check out the pamphlet. You can visit my website. I just emailed you a couple links.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. For any viewers out there that want that link, get help. All right. So that was My Way by...
Fetty Wap.
Calvin Harris.
Same thing.
Same person.
Prove me wrong.
I mean,
have you ever seen him in the same place at the same time?
No. Dude, Calvin Harris.
Fetty you can Wap. Also check out that link in my website if you want to realize why Fetty Wap is Calvin Harris.
Wow. Like, I didn't even know about that one. I'm just kind of embarrassed for you, dude.
You should be embarrassed for yourself.
Thanks.
Wake up, sheeple.
I'm awake. I'm just an awake sheep.
All right. Getting real tired of this. Sick of your stuff, man.
Oh, thanks, dude. So, yeah. So, the indie pop vibe is going pretty strong. It's a Friday. So, you know, let's have some nice, light chit-chat, right? Just some guys stuff. Yeah,
I was like going to say football. Something, but it's a curse word, so I can't say it.
Oh, wow. Proud of you, dude.
That's like half my vernacular right there.
Yeah. Wait, I don't even know how to, like... blot that out.
Yeah, so I'm just not gonna say it.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool. Oh, I got it.
Oh, now I can finally say it.
No.
Okay, so did you delay that?
Yeah.
Alright, thank goodness.
I'm kidding, he didn't say anything. Good one.
Nice to meet him, dude.
Thanks, dude.
Alright, so let's talk, man. How have things been going?
Good. How are you?
Nothing much, you.
Not much, you.
What you up to? Yo, you up?
Yo, I'm up. Yo, you up?
New phone, who dis?
Old phone, who dat?
What?
I mean, I just have two.
Twist.
I just have two phones. What am I gonna say?
I got two phones. One for the one.
Same.
Dab on.
Wow. I know no one, no listeners could see that.
I dabbed very hard.
He dabbed real hard. Like it.
I hurt myself.
It caused an earthquake.
Send help.
Yeah. Like, actually, though.
Sam, I want to talk to you.
Okay, what do you want to talk to me about?
I want to talk to you about animals. I decided to volunteer at an animal shelter this weekend, and I'm really excited.
Oh, that's great. Like, do you have experience with animals and stuff?
I do. I believe you have multiple cats that I've cared for before.
Yes, absolutely.
I mean, I care for them in ways you don't even know sometimes.
Wow, that's not something I need to hear. How are your pets? You have pets, right?
Oh, well...
How are they treating you?
Well, actually, the other day, really funny thing. I was walking my dad out,
your dad?
What?
Your dad?
Oh, did I? Oh, I said dad. You thought I was going to say... No, not my dad. Your dad.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I took your dad out for a walk yesterday. It was really fun. He did the cutest little thing. He like, oh my god.
What does that even mean?
You have to see it.
No, I'm not going to see it.
No, trust me.
No, there are some things I don't trust.
Take it as you will.
Thank you.
Listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yes.
Oh, thanks, DJ Elrado. That was I Need Your Love, Calvin Harris, Ellie Goulding. You know, quite the underground music, I would say.
Indie you could pop. Say that.
Yes. But now we got to go above ground for a quick breather with some PSAs.
Quick breather for you because you're not doing anything.
Exactly.
So, guys, I got some fun stuff to talk to you about today. We've had a lot of laughs here today. And
have we?
We have.
Okay.
At our misfortune.
Fair.
So we've had a lot of laughs here today, but it's time to get a little bit serious. I'd like to discuss a couple public service announcements with you about pet adoption. The first one is called Shelter Pets. And want to spit some knowledge at you, maybe spit a couple other things at you. We'll see where the night takes us. Did you know that 17 million people will acquire a dog or cat within the next year, but there are still 2.7 million pets losing their lives in shelters? However, the percentage of pets in homes adopted from animal shelters and rescue groups has risen from 27 to 29% over the last 2 years, and encouraging statistics show that euthanasia of shelter pets is down 10% since 2009. By adopting, you can make a difference in the life of a shelter pet. A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet, so you should be that person and adopt. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council, the shelterpetproject.org, and TJ, my mama don't like you, and she likes everyone's trust fund. Thank you.
Exactly. Wow, that was beautiful.
That was beautiful, right? So, guys, seriously, if you're considering getting a dog or a cat or a bird or a mouse or Sam's dad, I recommend you look in a shelter first because there are plenty of animals that need help.
Absolutely. I'm still processing that, but absolutely.
Now, I'd like to go on to a second one. This one I'm going to read backwards to accommodate for the blind. So this one is called Funny Habits.
Hello, Kimmy. Hello, Kimmy. Flashback, boys, the Habit Shedder, Wobblebrick, Hornyana, Shubakakalov, Pomnia Death, Yeah, Inyan.
Wow.
So I think that speaks volumes, and it's very powerful. And to those who can unfortunately not see, that went out to you, and God bless your hearts.
Wow, that was just the amount of inclusivity that I just experienced just make me shed tear.
Tolerance for the win.
Tolerance for the win.
Speaking of tolerance, I got a funky tune up in store for you.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Be Tolerant.
That's not what's next on the playlist. What?
God. Oh, you big goof, Henry. You did it again.
Sorry, Henry.
You know what? Take over. I'm ashamed. I'm going to go sit in the corner for 20 minutes.
Okay, well, this next one's called Good Girls Go Bad. I mean, that just sounds kind of like a, you know, like society failed them. So I'm not sure why we're playing it. It's kind of sad.
Because they're cute.
Fair. Good Girls Go Bad.
Is that a question?
Cobra Stop Starship. Asking.
That's the song we're playing.
Yeah, but like, it's your playlist, so I'm just
You had time to review this before.
I had like 2 seconds.
No, but like as we go along, you're able to look at it.
That's true. But like, I'm invested in the.
What are you investing in besides freaking Johnson & Johnson?
A family company?
That's the same thing. That's literally the second part of the.
I mean, I'm just saying, I think Johnson & Johnson wouldn't approve of Girls Go Bad. As a family company.
As a family company, I think they would. It's a freedom of expression, dude.
Okay, well, I guess we'll let the.
There's certain power to be said in being provocative.
I guess we'll let the listeners make their own decisions, okay?
There's no free will. They have to realize this is a dictatorship. They have.
Make them good girls go bad. I make them good girls go.
Good girls go.
Girls go bad. I make them good girls go bad. You are hanging in the corner with your father.
chance.
And he got away with the girls in the back, acting like they're too hot to dance.
Yeah, she got away with the boys in the place, treat them like they don't stand a chance.
And he got away with the girls in the back, acting like they're too hot to dance.
I'll make them good girls go bad. I'll make them good girls go. Them good girls go bad.
I was hanging in the corner with my five best friends. I heard that you were trouble, but I couldn't pretend.
I'll make them good girls go bad. I'll make them good girls go bad. I'll make them good girls go.
Their territories with tarantulas. Despite its impressive length, it's a nimble navigator, and some can be highly venomous. As quick as lightning, just like the tarantula it's killing, the centipede has two curved, hollow fangs which inject paralyzing venom. Even tarantulas aren't immune from an ambush. This centipede is a predator. Centipede.
Centipede.
Centipede by Knife Party. Probably a staple indie pop song.
Yeah, I'm more of a spoon party guy instead of a knife. Or, on rare occasions, if you treat me right, a fork party.
A fork party.
Yeah, I could go for a good fork.
Wow.
I mean, for a good fork.
We're right
at a party.
We're on air right now.
Yeah, all I could say is that I could use a good fork at a party.
Wow.
Like, you know, an entertainment fork.
Ah, yes.
To eat with.
Really?
Yeah, like when I want to eat out.
Okay, so at parties you just bring silverware? Am I getting this right?
You can say that.
The silverware man. That's what I'm going to call you from now on.
Why?
Just the silverware man.
Please don't.
It's like the mailman, but you just have silverware.
No.
Come on.
Call me the milkman.
But you don't have milk, you have silverware.
I'm coming back with milk. Give me 10 seconds and I will be back with milk.
All right. He's actually leaving the studio right now. I'm not sure what's happening. Yeah, he's no longer in the studio, and he's back, and that is milk. Do check our Facebook group for pictures to confirm. But he does have milk.
Not only do I have milk here, but I'm going to drink it on air to spite all the haters.
I mean, you mean despite, like, the policy of the radio station?
Oh, it's so warm.
Ew. Why did you do that, silverware man?
Ugh. Ugh. It said October 19th, but it's 2015, not 2016.
Wow.
For expiry, so.
Stick to silverware, man.
I tried my best. I feel sick.
Good. You are sick.
But it was good. No, it wasn't. I really regret that decision.
I'm sorry.
I'm retiring as the milkman, and instead, I'm going to be silverware man.
Thank you. Thank you for your service.
I disagree. I'm going to be hair man.
Hair man?
I got a haircut. I am now hair man.
All right. Well, thank you for the input, silverware man.
No. You're wrong.
All right. Well, now that that's all cleared up, should we get back onto the music?
Yeah. You know what? I think we should.
All right. Would you like to introduce this one?
No.
I'm not familiar with this one.
This is a surprise treat from a high school musical. But with a little twist.
I don't think anyone has ever said those words before.
With the surprise twist?
No.
People have said High School Musical before. It's a very popular
surprise
franchise.
Twist from High School Musical.
Well, it will be.
Okay. Well, I mean, I'll let you decide, listeners. Here we are. Some High School Musical thing.
With a surprise twist.
With a surprise twist. Let's go.
We're soaring, flying. There's not a star in heaven that we can't reach.
If we're trying, so we're breaking free.
No, the world can see us in a way that's different than who we are.
Creating space between.
Heaven that we
collar, well, it ain't my shade of pink. And I can tell by the smell of that perfume, it's like $40 too cheap. And there's a little wine stain on the pocket of your white cotton thread. Well, you drink beer and whiskey, boy, and you know I don't drink red. Found it over in the corner, wadded up on the bedroom floor. You should've hid it in the closet, you should've burned it, you should've lost it. And now I won't have to hang you out to try, try, try. Close bin all your secrets to the limelight.
I'm not allowed to dab anymore. I've been restricted, and it is now forbidden.
Wow, that's a tragedy.
I can still yeet, whip, and nay, however.
Wow, that's actually pretty inspiring.
You know what else is inspiring? That song we just heard from Madam Carith Underwoodinton.
Absolutely. Fantastic. Fantastic message. Really kind of just sums up the indie pop message.
I mean, the metaphor of the dirty laundry being his lies, deceit, and chicanery is just unbelievable to me. It really spoke to me.
Wow. This is why you're an English major, Henry.
Opened up my third eye, and no, I am not.
You know, close enough.
No, not at all. I'm actually a Spanish major. That's a completely different language.
That's just not the same thing.
No, not at all, man.
Well, I mean, this I think is all...
Fortunately, we're signing off. I mean, unfortunately, we're signing off.
Yes.
Sorry.
Freudian slip.
Speaking of Freudian slip, how's your dad doing?
And his mic is muted. Nope, that was my mic. And his mic is muted. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania. Unfortunately, that's all for us from us at DMX. However, stay tuned. There's supposedly a show coming up soon, so I'm sure it's going to be fantastic. If not, you know, enjoy our airtime. So have a great rest of your day, rest of your weekend, rest of your life.
Can I turn my mic back on?
Yeah, so as I was saying, God damn it. All right. He put me in late. I was thrown off guard. Everyone, have a fantastic winter break. Remember to hang up those stockings for when Santa comes down the chimney. It's going to be a wonderful time, I promise you. And I will hit every house that I can, I promise.
Wow. Inspirational. Inspirational.
It's jugging season.